Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In New York City and Washington, D.C., thousands of migrants, mainly Venezuelans, have been arriving by bus since April from Arizona and Texas. Free rides launched by Republican governors in those states to draw attention to what they say are the Biden administration's failures along their borders, but which the Democratic mayors of both New York and D.C. say is cruel political gamesmanship that is overwhelming their nonprofits and health systems. The migrants crossed the border legally, passing a screening that gives them permission to be in the country temporarily while they make asylum claims. Abel Nunez is executive director of the Central American Resource Center in D.C. He joins us by Skype. Abel, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And have I got this right? It seems at the heart of this is Title 42. This is the Trump pandemic-era health order that's expelled thousands of migrants. The Biden administration has been trying to overturn that. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has pointed to that as a reason for the bus trips. But those coming in now, those migrants, are allowed to pursue asylum claims because their country, in most cases Venezuela, doesn't accept migrants back. They don't have an agreement. So I mean, it's not clear they could even be expelled. Have I got that right?
Well, right now, most of the immigrants have what's called parole. They have a permission to be in the country for 60 days. And that, from immigration's perspective, gives them time to apply for any relief that they qualify for, and asylum being one of them.
Right. And these mostly Venezuelans are making asylum claims because of the terrible unrest in Venezuela. Just give us a sense of what it feels like there in D.C. to have these buses pull up.
Well, when it first started, it was surprising because we get no notification officially from Texas, right? We have a contact in Del Rio, Texas, who works for another nonprofit there, and she is the one that provides, when buses are coming, approximately the number of folks. So for us, it's really hard to prepare. But we try to do our best and hopefully serve them as best we can.
Well, look, I mean, we're hearing scenes of these largely men, but also families, getting off the buses and being greeted by nonprofits like yourself, getting maybe a change of clothes from a church, but then sleeping at Union Station. And we're hearing that on one side you might see this group of migrants in a dizzying change of venue from Texas or Arizona to D.C., and then on the other side, maybe American citizens who are homeless. I mean, the governors in both Arizona and Texas feel that they are overwhelmed by this situation, but they do have infrastructure to greet migrants. What do you have?
Well, so I think that a lot of the conversations that have happened in the media are not exactly what's the reality on the ground. I mean, the reality is that for the past 4 months, the nonprofits that have been responding have prevented that. People get not only given clothing and food, but also a ticket to their next destination, where a lot of them have family or sponsors that are waiting for them. The very few that stay are the ones we try to house temporarily. And then if, unfortunately, we can't find additional housing, then yes, we begin using the shelter system that it has. But the reality in a major metropolitan area, 6,000 people coming in, is not really going to bat an eyelash. Unfortunately, it's the world that we live in. And that's not the case. Again, most have family members, have sponsors.
Did I just hear you say that in a city, 6,000 people coming in, you don't bat an eyelash?
It's unfortunate. I think you were right that we were receiving these individuals and families in the midst of 10 cities.
Can you understand how people in D.C., people in many American cities, as you said, there's a tent population in many cities right now because of homeless American citizens. Can you see how this would be unnerving to people in D.C., in New York, especially when there are federal funds directed to the borders to help them process migrants?
I understand, you know, where people are coming from, but we must remember this. We did not request the buses be sent to D.C. or New York. Most of the people that are coming through the borders are not staying in Texas. They are also looking to get away. And all we're trying to provide is that assistance, that solidarity to the people coming in to make sure that they get to their final destination and become productive citizens. If we can provide some guidance and some small resources so that then they can become productive citizens, I think it's a win-win for everyone. It's a win-win for the immigrants, and it's a win-win for our nation.
Well, plus we're hearing anecdotes of a migrant who had family, sponsors, waiting for him in Portland, Oregon, and he found himself in New York City. Do you hear anecdotes like that?
Well, we've dealt with that. So we've had to send people back to Houston, Texas, because the buses does not allow them to stop in Texas, but they just took that. We've sent people to California. I mean, if he's willing to spend taxpayers' money to do this program, he should do it in an orderly way. Why doesn't he find out at the border who wants to go to New York? And I can guarantee you he can fill a bus and families will be waiting for them there.
Right.
It's because it's a political stunt. It's a political point, and it's really disgusting.
Abel Nunez, Executive Director of the Central American Resource Center, thank you.
Thank you for having me.